throw anyway tomorrow morning down in Indianapolis. Meanwhile, the Chargers and Raiders proposing a joint stadium project in Carson, California, that's just outside of Los Angeles. This is contingent on both teams not getting a stadium deal done in their cities of San Diego or Oakland. Baseball America naming Cubs Chris Bryant as the best prospect in baseball. Cubs pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. Today, it's the White Sox turn to report in Glendale. MLB says, pick up the pace, guys. 1 foot in the box, 2.5 minutes to make a pitching change. Challenges from the dugout only, just some of the rule changes that could result in fines if not followed by May 1st. Hockey, the Blackhawks at home tonight against the Avalanche. Hawks have picked up a point in 7 straight games. Corey Crawford will be in net. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. And wherever you're going, Safe Auto is always in the neighborhood to help 24-7 with the right car insurance for the right price. Get your free quote today and give Safe Auto a shot to help you save. Because what drives you drives us. Safe Auto. Call, click, and enjoy the road ahead. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Don't miss their midwinter clearance sale.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hey, have a seat.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, at 301, Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We get to talk for a couple of minutes with one of our favorite guys.
Ethan Skolnick joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at Ethan J. Skolnick. You read his NBA stuff at Bleacher Report. So, first of all, Ethan, the team you used to cover has a bit of a medical crisis on its hands just after making a big splash at the trade deadline. Quite a story.
Yeah, it is. It's really unfortunate. It's not just because of the trade, obviously. It's just Chris Bosh in general. I think a lot of us, I was just finishing up a column. It's kind of a weird position for those of us in the media because you try not to get close to the people that you cover. But you can have a very healthy amount of respect for them. And I think Chris Bosh has certainly earned that from those of us in the media and the fan base. He's just one of those guys you can't help but like a lot. So this is tough. I mean, I'd heard that Chris had been playing through some pain recently. Then Juwan Howard, an assistant on the staff, had made mention of it kind of in passing on a radio show. I ran it by Chris on Sunday after the All-Star game. In his typical style, he sort of laughed and seemed like he didn't really want it out there, but he said, yeah, you know, I'm hurt, but I'm not injured. I'll be able to play through it. I said, well, where is it? And he pointed to kind of his lower back area on the left side. Then, you know, we find out, you know, he went to Haiti with Dwayne Wade and his wife and Gabrielle Union and the Harrisons, and then came back and then couldn't really get through a practice, went to the hospital where he still is. We're all being very conservative about the medical updates now. There's some things I've heard that I'd rather not report at this stage, but it's obviously a very serious situation, and you know, with anything like this, I mean, it's about more than basketball at this stage. So it's really, I mean, what was a very, very happy day in Miami from a basketball perspective yesterday, because Pat Riley basically got Goran Dragic for much less than we anticipated he'd be able to pull that off for. Now everybody's concerned is about Chris Bosh and about his health.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm glad you said that, Ethan, because, you know, what I used to cover, I covered for a long time doing this, what you do, and I felt the same way about people. There's certain people you can't help but like. It's not like you can't. Uh-huh. You can still be objective about it. You can still report the facts and all the other stuff, but it's really hard. I could tell you by your voice when something like this happens to a guy you like, and there's nothing wrong with having a guy you like on teams. I found that out for sure. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't do anything to how you report things, so... I mean, it still goes on, and it sounds, you know, from everything I heard, Chris Bosh is really a good guy with the media as well. So I'm glad that, you know, that he has somebody who says, yeah, he's my friend. I care more than just a guy covering the team.
Yeah, I think that the thing about Chris that's unusual is that he doesn't play favorites. Like, there are guys in the media that I feel like I have, you know, a relationship with where maybe I might get information before I would get it from some, you know, before they'd give it to somebody else. And I think all of us, you know, you cultivate those relationships. You try not to make it a leverage game where you're kind of giving up your credibility. But it's trades that are made in the media. You have certain friendships, and you know, there's a certain point you won't go past. But there are certain guys you get to know. Chris is not like that. Chris is kind of just good with everybody. Like, he doesn't, you know, you never feel like he's doing it for any particular reason. It's just who he is. He's incapable of a charade, essentially. I mean, you know, there aren't a lot of guys in the league who are as comfortable in their own skin that, you know, they'll write an essay for Wired magazine about, you know, why kids should learn to code. I mean, that's not considered cool, you know, by a lot of people. It's just, it's who he is. And I think some of the criticism that he's gotten through the years, you know, about being soft. I mean, this is a guy who came back from a serious abdominal pull during the playoffs in 2012 to help the Heat win a championship. And when people find out what he's been playing through, and I don't want to get into too much depth, but when people find out what he's been playing through over the past couple of weeks, I think that characterization should change for good. But it really is. I mean, I think for all of us, it's a tough thing to watch him go through it. And again, for the Heat specifically, just on a basketball perspective, and I'm trying not to go there too much today either, but I mean, they've been through this before. Like, the thing that I had someone text me today from the organization, like, not again. Because in 2000, if you recall, Pat Riley went out and got Brian Grant and Eddie Jones. He was building a team around Lonzo Mourning, and then Zoe got sick.
The kidney disease. Yep.
Yeah, and Zoe missed the first 69 games of that season, and the rest of his career was pretty much fits and starts, even though he did end up winning a championship as a supporting player in 06. So I think there's a little bit of deja vu here, especially after Riley makes the huge move yesterday.
And while we have you for another couple minutes, the trade deadline for once was actually fascinating, seeing what some teams were doing. And as a Bulls observer, I would say that the Milwaukee Bucks now are going to be a handful looking forward here at just how long and athletic and quick they're going to be.
Yeah, no question. Although that was a really surprising move to me. I mean, just the fact that, you're in a situation where you had a guy in Brandon Knight who was a borderline all-star this year, and really in a lot of people's view should have actually gotten that last spot maybe over Kyle Korver. So it's pretty amazing that they would make that trade at this time. Now, I know Brandon is going to be a restricted free agent, and so I think that probably plays into it. But that's a pretty risky move by Milwaukee. I give them credit for being forward-thinking, because sometimes when you're in the playoffs, it's hard to do that. And if you look at Milwaukee a couple of years ago, they made sort of the opposite kind of move where they traded for J.J. Redick right before the deadline, gave up a young piece in Tobias Harris, who ended up becoming a very good player, and then basically didn't play Redick in the playoffs very much, and then had to dump him in a sign-and-trade for a second-round pick. So I give them credit for going the other direction this time and saying, all right, we're in the playoffs. We still think we can get better for the long term. I thought that was interesting. I thought Reggie Jackson going to Detroit was interesting. I'm curious to see how that and Brandon Jennings, the two of them, will work together in the future, or if Stan has another move up his sleeve once Brandon gets healthy. And obviously, the Garnett move is interesting for sentimental reasons. It's kind of funny. I tweeted this yesterday that we've got Garnett back in Minnesota, Tayshaun Prince back in Detroit, Augustine's playing with Durant, George Karl's coaching Andre Miller. I feel like it's 2004. A lot of familiarity moves yesterday, and coaches and teams who just felt comfortable with a particular player.
And lastly, what would you do about Kendrick Perkins? He seems to be somebody coveted by the Cavs, by the Bulls, by the Clippers.
Yep. And some coveting.
I know people like him, that he's a good locker room presence, et cetera. He can take hard fouls. I just kind of think he sucks is the problem.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I'm not going to argue with that too dramatically. It's funny. Every time a guy gets, like, released or bought out, all of a sudden, you know, they go from a player that nobody wanted to the most useful player in the world. I remember a few years ago, Troy Murphy and Mike Bibby with big prizes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the Heat got Bibby and didn't get Murphy. They would have been better off if they didn't get either, because Bibby ended up playing horribly in the playoffs. I just think sometimes it's all, you know, it's a question of, well, we got to get that guy because we've heard his name before. I mean, I'm expecting, you know, Kenny Martin just got released by Milwaukee after signing for the season after two 10-day contracts. I'm expecting there to be a mad sprint to 38-year-old Kenyon Martin. Teams are desperate at this stage. They're looking to do anything they possibly can to get better. And you know, you think of the guys are viewed differently when they're an 11th guy than when they're like a 6th guy. And I think so. There are some teams that think, yeah, we add this guy to the roster. At least if we have to throw him in for a few minutes, we'll know what we're going to get.
All right, you can answer this with one simple word. Are the Atlanta Hawks good enough to win the East? Because what we've seen during the regular season, can they bring this to the playoffs and win the East?
Oh, they can, absolutely. And will they? I don't know, but they can. I don't buy the idea that you need a superstar to win, because the Detroit Pistons really didn't have a superstar on that team that won in 2004. They didn't really have a guy who was considered a star until they won. You know, that's the thing. Like, Chauncey Billups was on his fifth. Now we view him as a star in retrospect. Did we view him as a star at the time? I'm not really sure that we did. So I think the Atlanta Hawks have enough talent to win. I do. I think they're well coached enough. But they're also going to be going against two teams that probably have more talent at the top end in Chicago and Cleveland to get to the finals.
Ethan, we appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, and I know it's not easy for you as a reporter to find the right tone and position in the Chris Bosh story, but we appreciate the information and I guess the understanding now that this is something more serious than has even been discussed already. So thank you.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Ethan, take care. You too.
Ethan Skolnick of Bleacher Report at Ethan J. Skolnick. That's
really sad.
There's some scary stuff going on, and I know everybody's mind is racing as to what the Chris Bosh situation could be, but I would say that's...
He sounds
shook up.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Miss, he does. I never heard him like that. I was wondering when he first started if there was something that, is it us? But I can understand why. Because you do. You don't want to, but you find yourself, even though you're report at heart. I always feel like report at heart, but you're still going to have a relationship with somebody. Does that make sense to you? You're going to have a relationship with somebody.
And sometimes...
Yeah, you know the good guys.
Sometimes it's not like an active, the person your friend or you have any kind of social relationship.
Oh, I have no friends.
But when you're around people, you see how they behave.
Yes.
You see how... Yes. You see how they treat people
around
the park, around the stadium, the people where some people would just blow right by and get big time. There are others who don't, and things get revealed, and you're allowed to have opinions about people when you're doing that job.
I did exactly that kind of stuff. I did have those opinions.
See, but now I know you're very excited because
I got one too.
Your autographed Steve McMichael card. I didn't hear what he said. He just,
Mongo's mob.
Yeah, he walked by and threw cards at us and said something.
And a picture of his junk.
That's the guy that saved the Doug Buffon roast. I'll give him that.
I didn't see that. I was gone. I had to leave. I couldn't. I couldn't see Doug getting roasted.
I give Mongo a lot of crap because he's just be kind of a lout.
Yeah, but he saved it.
He was hysterical, and he was great beforehand too. He was great. I mean, he was.
Fun, I saw him beforehand. Yeah, he was fun
to be around all night. I've never seen anybody drink vodka like that. Seemingly completely unimpaired, like it's water. I mean, I've heard stories, like your Bob Welch stories and all that.
Oh, boy.
And maybe I thought he was pulling a Dean Martin thing, like maybe it was water. It wasn't water. And I'm thinking, okay, this guy's got to be on a microphone in 2.5 hours, and I'll be damned if he didn't kill it.
Yeah, I guess the difference was that... when Bob and I were drinking, and I still managed to do a story. I actually did a story that pleased the people, said it was good. Because one of my first assignments, they sent me out. Said, "Well, why don't you go ahead and try this? Why don't you go ahead and try this?" So I do that. But see, he didn't do it real well. You know what I mean? He was
unprofessional and sloppy.
Yeah, he was fine before. He was a good guy. I mean, I had no problems with Bob Wells, the late Bob Wells. I had no problems with him whatsoever as a guy, and saw him after that too, and he's fine. But he was not one of those that could just keep knocking him down and you think nothing happened. You know what I mean?
Well, he also wasn't 300 pounds or whatever.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. And he certainly knew how to have a good time.
You know what? I don't believe we've taken a call today, have we?
We have not.
We
have not. And you, with all the disdain you have, are you unhappy about that? Is that you stating a fact, or are you asking people?
I'm stating a fact because I know that we're going to take some interesting phone calls and hear some stories at 4 o'clock when we do Daredevil or Dumbass, right?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
So that should be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vincent Goodwill, the newest Comcast SportsNet Bulls expert, is going to join us at 3:45 right after the second half. Come see us at the Hyundai exhibit at the Chicago Auto Show. Take the Hyundai Racing Challenge in the performance zone of the Hyundai booth, featuring the 2015 Genesis Coupe for a chance to win exciting prizes, including a PlayStation 4. This is the Boris and Bernstein Show, and you are listening to WSCR, The Score.
The Score is mobile. Connect on the go. Listen live. Comment on the guest. Show polls. 10 Seconds of Glory. The Audio Roadshow app. Chicago Sports on the go. With Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. We have seen decades of efforts to get an NFL team here in Los Angeles, and now it feels like the City of Angels is getting all of them. How's this grab you? The LA Chargers and the LA Raiders and the LA Rams. LA is suddenly beachfront property for pro football. According to the LA Times, the Raiders and Chargers have developed a plan where they would build and share a stadium in Carson. $1.7 bill, and you've got to shack up with a sworn enemy. Look, it could work. When I thought that LA football was just going to be the Rams limping back into town, I was out. But now that the Raiders and Chargers might bunk up, I say our doors are wide open. Quoting beloved local physician Dr. Dre, let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. I'm Jim Rome.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or TM-80031.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Today, join 670 The Score's midday show with Matt Spiegel from 9 a.m. to 1 and the Boers and Bernstein show from 1 to 6 p.m. live from the Hyundai broadcast at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show, where everyone's talking about the new Hyundai Santa Cruz concept CUV. See it for yourself when it joins the award-winning lineup of Hyundai vehicles at the Hyundai booth from February 14th through the 22nd.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 3:22 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. It is quite a day here at the Auto Show. I love the Auto Show.
I love how Terry's just bitching about how he's not surrounded by gorgeous models.
Yes! Well, that's true.
Right.
Generally, we are used to that.
Right.
That we are surrounded by women selling cars and things and nothing. All I see is unattractive men.
The other thing that happens at the Auto Show is the people walking around in the gray jumpsuits with the dusters.
Yeah.
Occasionally, just habitually come over and start dusting off Terry.
Yeah. Stick off my penis. I ask for that, though. Right. That cost me $25.
Yeah, they come over, they have these giant feather dusters, and they just kind of wand him down.
They wand me down. Well, I ask them to. I mean, I want them to come near me. Have a little bit of this. Come on now. Anyway, that's what I was looking for. I mentioned to him, where are all the girls? Dave Miska?
Have you seen us? Would you be here?
Well, take a look at it.
The who needs two? You've seen the assemblage of men that we see on a weekly basis.
But this isn't the who needs two. This is not like where we've been sent off to a tavern.
But that guy would be there.
Yeah, that guy would definitely be there. At least there's no sighting of black physicists, which hallelujah for that.
Yeah, I think you just put up the black physicist signal. It's just the bottle of Heineken in the sky.
Oh, my God. I'm just, you know, all I'm thinking about is a little eye candy. And you're right. You know, you, Rick Camp, certainly not very attractive. And Bernstein, I don't think much of either because I don't like really short guys. So I guess there's, you know, I suppose that there is a reason they're staying away. You're right.
Yeah, that's true. Last night you were too. You were very, very busy with tall women.
I was.
Yeah, you were groping tall women.
No, only if asked.
Yeah, that's true. You were. It's sort of like inviting Count Dracula into your house. I mean, I guess once you ask, you get.
You get. I mean, you know, the people that, you know, your friends, your board members and everybody, I get to say hi to everybody, and some of them.
Some of them you'll occasionally grope and hump.
Grope! I'm groping you. Come by here and get groped.
And again, if you're just joining us, we had a fabulous night last night at Montgomery Club to raise money for kids with cancer and the One Step programs. We had a full house. After all was said and done,
yeah.
we ended up with all the tables out there full of players, and it ran late. It was a hotly contested affair. And again, Jason Finn is our winner this year, going to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. And our guy Wex was outstanding. Ended up finishing fourth. Wow. He got himself a nice prize package himself. So.
Well, nothing, you know, at least we know the first guy out to where we were, Spiegel. So, I mean, it wasn't totally disappointing for me. I was expecting Wex, but it was Spiegel. Well, same difference.
And we ended up, we're still crunching numbers right now, but early on preliminarily, it looks like we grossed a minimum of $110,000. So it's just, it's very, very exciting, and it means a lot to a lot of kids and a lot of families. So, I want to thank everybody who played, everybody who was there to be a spectator, and if somebody wants to play next year, we're going to be doing it again, and we hope to be doing it in the same place.
Yep.
Zach and Skokie, you are on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I was in the Marine Corps, and I just got out back in July, and I spent the majority of my career at Southern California, and I became intimately familiar with the San Diego and Oakland fan bases in that area. What a disaster it was two times a year hearing about all the stabbings at each respective stadium. My question for you is, I'm curious, is each team sort of posturing right now to get a stadium in their own city, or is it a legitimate threat that these two franchises could end up being in L.A.? I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
I really don't. I've just seen
tough
the headlines.
Yeah,
I don't have any insider knowledge. That's a it would be a great question
for
Hub.
It's a great
Hub.
Question, but St. Louis would like to go too.
Right.
Well, three of them, they can play in the same stadium. I mean, I think it's just a threat, but believe me, they'd build the damn stadium. You tell them, you say the NFL team is going, they'd build the damn stadium for them. So I have no idea what they're doing. Posturing for something, but, you know, the team that was the everybody kind of figured would be gone by now, the Rams, all of a sudden they're saying, well, yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this for a while, and then you get trumped by San Diego and Oakland. No, you know Oakland wants to leave again. You know they want to leave again. And I have no idea what the Chargers are doing or why they're doing it, but or anything about it. But it is ridiculous, and I know it certainly isn't like the NFL's hurting, not suffering because you don't have a team in L.A. But my football world is very narrow. I'm just glad to be a member of Mongo's mob. That's really all I want on a football. You know
you
what I mean?
Got your autographed Steve McMichael card.
I got my card right here. I'm going to attach it to my lapel. But I, in my football world, I would say, yes, you, when you get done being an idiot, think about this. There should be a team in L.A.
Oh, come on. Of course there should be a team in L.A.
Don't you think? I mean, it's been since, 1995 or something like that, right?
The idea,
it makes no sense.
The idea of those teams sharing a stadium, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
The very, very different fandom culturally, it would be. and I know you could say the same about Giants and Jets and what was done there. For how long? How many years was that done? I mean, a long period of time.
A long period of time, yeah.
And there's precedent for it in L.A., too, with the Clippers and Lakers, so...
Yeah, it's like they're all fighting. For whatever reason, they've indicated they're fighting again. They want to go. And then St. Louis is sort of like, hey, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. What the hell happened to us? Because they would like a new facility. But in my world, I don't want to stay in St. Louis either. If you could move to L.A., that'd be good for you. So I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think the people of St. Louis need to understand that teams don't want to be there because it sucks to be a professional sports team in St. Louis.
It would sort of seem that way, doesn't it? I mean, the Rams have been talking about leaving for the longest damn time now. This is not news we're breaking here. They've been talking about this forever. I mean, there has to be some reason they want to go. I know they want a new facility. Well, everybody wants a new facility. But I think they'd like the facility a little further west.
Why are you laughing, Miska? Are you saying it's now time for me to start screaming in Spanish
it is?
Again?
I could take a break now. There
yes,
he is.
It is.
But the only phrases that jump into my mind are stuff from like the tapes that I had to listen to over and over and over again in high school. ¿Crees que vive un dios en el fondo del lago? Los sacerdotes dicen que sí. El fantasma. Ah, ha, ha. It's just stuff that you... Because remember, you rewind it, you play it over and over and over and over again, because then you have to take a test on it. And once it's in your head, it never leaves, ever.
I guess it worked.
Obviously, that's true. It's obviously true. Oh, I think you're still doing it.
But you took a language, and none of it stuck
in your
head. I
took 3 years of Spanish.
And we had to go...
Nothing stuck in my head.
And we would go to the language lab, and it was reel-to-reel tapes. And we had these awful headsets that looked like something Kurt Gowdy was wearing in 1962. You know what I'm talking about? And they actually hurt your ears.
The old gray ones?
Yeah,
with
big gray ones.
Looks like on two coat hangers?
Yes, with the square ear cups on them and the big thing. And then you would just have to listen and listen and listen. And then Senor Carajal would give you a test. And you would hope you did well enough.
Speaking of labs, I got my dog back out of the van yesterday.
You got to stop putting your dog in the van.
I didn't know they were going to take him because he was lonely and afraid and he hadn't eaten. And the next thing you know, they find him. He's not very far away.
Were your monkeys in the van too?
No, just my dog. Uh-huh. My dog Fred. And thank God, oh my God, I felt like my life had ended. Seriously.
I know, because your dog was cold.
Yeah, he was. I think he also, you know, he has the post-traumatic stress and everything else about this thing. He won't eat. Mm-hmm. He won't sing. He won't dance. And he was lonely and he was afraid.
And that was after surviving Bears games.
Yeah.
Because he made it through. I mean, Bears season was not easy on Fred.
So
I know.
Thank God they found that van. Thank God I got my dog back. Gee.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday night's game. The Bulls go back to work tonight up in Detroit, taking on the Pistons after the All-Star break. And a day after the Wild trade deadline action, the Bulls just kind of stood there and watched. Adrian Wojnarowski says that the Bulls might be interested in Kendrick Perkins if the Jazz buy him out of his contract. Cavs might be as well. Bulls have the full roster available for just the second time all season tonight. Chris Bosh being treated for a health issue near his lung. It could be a blood clot. He's getting tested at a Miami hospital. Could be done for the year as well, just one day after the Heat made a big trade for Goran Dragic. NFL Combine news. Jameis Winston says he's experiencing some weakness in his throwing shoulder, undergoing some testing today down in Indianapolis, but he told reporters that he is going to throw tomorrow morning anyway. Meanwhile, the Chargers and the Raiders are proposing a joint stadium project in Carson, California. That's just outside of LA, and this is contingent on both teams not getting a stadium deal done in their prospective cities of San Diego or Oakland. Baseball America naming Cubs Chris Bryant as the best prospect in baseball. While the Cubs and pitchers and catchers reported yesterday, the White Sox did so today in Glendale, and the MLB folks are saying pick up the pace. 1 foot in the box, 2.5 minutes to make a pitching change. Challenges from the dugout only, just some of the rule changes that could result in fines if not followed by May 1st. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. 3:30, time for the closing bell report. Good news in Greece means a record day in Wall Street. Everybody up. Dow Jones finishes in the 11th hour up 154 points and change to finish at 18,140. NASDAQ up 31 points and change to end up at 49.55. And the S&P up about 13 to end up at 21.10. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
There is a surge of energy that always goes in to the start of the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Boy. We talked football with Dan Durkin. We talked NBA with Ethan Skolnick. And they had some Cub things as well. Some information that I got about the rooftop adjudication, about what the judge actually said to the parties. And it's good news for the Cubs. It's bad news for the desperate rooftop owners that remain. And also how it was no coincidence that Anthony Rizzo had those very complete comments that appeared to have some talking points there from the new
the new face of the team, really.
Yeah,
he's
the
he's going to be that. Yeah. That Anthony Rizzo is going to be relied upon by
it
Joe Madden
to, love it.
To be the face and voice of that Chicago Cubs locker room. What else? Anything significant? Probably
no.
not, because you can't remember.
I really can't. So Adrian Peterson has this bad feeling about the Vikings. You see, Adrian Peterson has this really sense about the Vikings, because the Vikings have been very, very open about, you know, wanting him back, but he no longer trusts them, because he believes they did not back him properly during this situation, and they sort of jumped off ship right away. Like, in an instant, they were off and out somewhere else.
Right.
And he has a bad feeling in his gut about going back to them. Now, they've made it clear they want to. They said that, yeah, sure, you're going to come back.
Well, what's his alternative?
Well, you can move him. I mean, if he didn't want to play for you, you have to get rid of him. I don't know if he's going to go through with it, but they just make him irpy. In other words, and they did that. But I don't know.
He has to understand
the
position they were in.
What other choice did he have? What did they have?
He can't not understand why they had to do what they did.
Dude, yeah, exactly right.
And if he doesn't, that's an issue for a guy that supposedly went for sensitivity training and all that.
So I went.
All right, so Major League Baseball is going to try something, and I like it. They have instituted rule changes, and this is for this year to control the length of games. Batters must keep at least 1 foot in the batter's box unless one of several exceptions occurs, like time is called or the pitcher throws a wild pitch. Timers will be added to better track time and guide players. And that has to do with it's a countdown timer measuring non-game action between innings and pitching changes, counting down from 2:25 for locally televised games, 2:45 for nationally televised. Batters will be encouraged to get into the batter's box with 20 seconds left on the timer. Pitchers can throw as many warm-up pitches as they want prior to 30 seconds remaining on the clock, but will forfeit any of their traditional 8 warm-ups that they cannot complete by that deadline. Also, managers challenging will not be out on the field. And if players are believed to be in violation of these rules, an umpire can issue a warning, or he can simply call a strike on the batter that is wandering out of the batter's box. He can say, probably will warn him first, and then say, hey, that's a strike.
I think it's hard to have any complaints about it. I do. I think that baseball needed to do something, because the last thing you want is a kid sleeping. You just don't want it. All right. We've got a fat sighting. And I mean, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know Pablo Sandoval has had a little trouble with his weight over the
years.
That's
what he looks like, though.
But I think he's put on weight. No, he's put on weight.
I think you haven't seen him in a while. He's fat. He's always been fat.
His face grew into the moon. What are you talking about? It wasn't that fat. That's like 25 more pounds on his ass. He is, when he was out in the field the other day, holy crap.
But that's...
I know he's a pretty good athlete, but come on, dude. You're eating your... what do you get? $90 billion or something, right? Holy... a lot of food.
We have a thin sighting. Do you remember last year we talked about Mariners catcher Jesus Montero?
Yes.
And Montero was obese. And he said, all I did in the offseason was eat. And he couldn't move, and he couldn't run, and they sent him down. And remember what happened in a minor league game when one of Seattle's scouts started yelling at him on the way to first base and were screaming at him? Would you throw a hot dog? And then the scout got fired, and there was a shouting match over this guy because people couldn't believe that a prospect this great would allow himself to get that out of shape.
I remember. Yep.
Look at that. Jesus Montero reported to camp having lost 40 pounds.
Sandoval's face is bigger than the entire him, period. Look at his face. His head is like up to here. Look at him. He's not that. That's bigger.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about Sandoval, but boy, Jesus Montero looks
it's
fantastic.
Great, yeah.
And their GM, Jack Zarenzik, says he's proud of him, so it's a nice story.
Of course, salt on him. Sandoval will eat him. That's the second half. We do it every damn day.
One more.
Okay,
I got one more, because it's only 3:37.
Yeah,
we got a guess, but I got one more, and it's too good, okay?
Oh, I know what it is. Okay.
This is too good. This is in golf.com, okay?
Exactly. Got it, yep.
That according to golf.com, Michael Jordan is so fed up with slow play at the private golf club that he plays in Florida that he has decided he is going to instead build his own golf course for only him to play. He hates slow play. People aren't letting him play through, and it makes him unbelievably angry. So this is what Deadspin says. I hope this really happens so Michael Jordan will one day have to sit down to write out a list of people he'd like to invite to his country club, realize he doesn't actually like another single human being, and then smile to himself upon realizing that all his life's ambitions have finally been achieved.
You know, we were talking...
He has to have his own club.
And we're talking about this, and it seems odd, too, because at this point, and not that it's important to him, because it really doesn't matter. He's got everything he wants, and you know, build your own damn golf course. He has no friends anymore, does he? I mean, the guys, are they still around, any of the guys? They still, because it's sort of the gold group is sort of split up. They're not around anymore.
Yeah, like Whitfield and Rod Higgins. I'm not sure who he's hanging out with. I mean, I know he's got friends outside of sports, just, you know, business moguls and such, but some of those are people who just like to be around him. I don't know if it's the same anymore. I know somebody who knows him who says he's just bored. He has nothing to do, and he's not really running his basketball team because that's just not what he wants to do either. He's just really, really bored.
Okay. That's the second half. Now, we do it every damn day. We always ask you what you think of this at 312-644-6767. Or what else we discussed today? Football, basketball, boys and Bernstein.
Yeah, but we are in a moment going to...
Oh, that's right. We have a...
introduce you to
somebody
the
I
new
do not know.
CSN Bulls insider, Vincent Goodwill. He's coming
forward
up next on The Score.
Christmas attacks.
Starting Monday, Jason Goff returns to The Score, becoming Matt Spiegel's new partner in the middays.
Goff has been in the building 10 minutes. He's already turning Jay Zawoski against me.
Well, it wasn't hard. You know, your last two partners kind of were nicer guys than you.
I'm just trying to stay afloat, man.
And I'm just trying to be manly.
That's M-A-N-L-Y.
The new Spiegel and Goff Show starting Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Perhaps you've been trying to up your wine drinking game, but you know that great wine can be extremely expensive, and sometimes it's a difficult world to wade into, but I'm going to make your life much easier. Actually, our guy Cameron Hughes is going to make your life easier, because what he does, his whole business, is finding great wine from the best vineyards when they make too much for their run of bottling. So instead of that wine going to waste, he buys it from them, and the deal is he simply puts his name on the bottle and puts a lot number on it, and then you drink spectacular wine at a price that would be for an everyday bottle. Let me give you an example, and I drank this a couple of weeks ago, the Cameron Hughes Lot 535 Napa Valley Cabernet, and he sent me a bottle, and I drank it, and I emailed him and told him how great it was, and he said, oh, you just committed infanticide. That's a wine that's gonna could sit on your rack for 10 years. So he sent me another bottle, and it's sitting on my rack, and it's all I want to do is open it and decant it and let it sit for an hour and drink it. But I'm following his advice, and I'm going to keep it there. But it's a great value wine, because this is a 92-point wine. San Diego International Wine Competition Gold. Tasters Guild International Double Gold. Medal winner at the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Tasting. And this is a massive, bloody, tooth-staining, tannic Napa cab. It's sourced from the Highmark Vineyard. Google wines from the Highmark Vineyard, and you start looking at 94-point wines in the Robert Parker scale, $150 a bottle. How about $29 for the Lot 535? That's what we're talking about here. You should grab some of this in your order, and your order should include more, because it's going to ship for free. You heard me right. For listening to Boers and Bernstein, for this limited time, you get free shipping on your order at chwine.com. But you got to do this right. You go to chwine.com, you click the microphone in the upper left corner, and you enter my code Dan, just my first name, D-A-N. You save a ton of money on shipping. Wine is heavy. It's expensive to ship. Now it ships for free. chwine.com, click the mic, enter Dan. Do this. Don't wait. You need to try this wine now. Remember Lot 535. It's amazing. The wine and the offer won't last.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has, oh, so many.
Let's go. Come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Sports.
Home run in is Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
And then there's the trip, Ireland. She'll freak out. The castles, countryside, shepherd's pie. I'd love to surprise her with that.
Know which categories your spending falls in, like travel, restaurants, and more.
And no gym this year. I know it'll get my butt in shape. That titanium road bike I've been eyeing.
Know where there's room to splurge. PNC Virtual Wallet is more than a checking product. It provides insight into your spending habits, so you know how to plan for the year you want.
I'll bike everywhere. Walk the dog, get the paper. To my car?
Now through February 22nd, get up to $300 when you open a select new PNC checking account. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make at least one payment with PNC Online Bill Pay. For all the details, visit pnc.com/checking or stop by your local PNC branch. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street this weekend for huge President's Day rebates. Plus auto show bonus cash and Chevy Truck Month pricing on 2015 Silverado pickups. Save thousands and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think the break came at a good time, but now it's time to get back. And you got to get that edge back to you right away. You can't wait. You can't ease into it. And the games are going to be coming fast.
Our guy Tom Thibodeau, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's right, the Bulls started back up again tonight at Detroit.
Well, we're supposed to be having a conversation in a few moments with Vincent Goodwill, the new Bulls insider for Comcast SportsNet's multiple platforms. Yeah, they're getting back at it. Unfortunately, it's the Pistons. So you get all excited for the return of basketball, and you have to watch that.
The Pistons had that hot streak, and now it's the guard. The one kid was hurt, right?
They were riding DJ Augustine through a lot of that. He was doing a lot of the work for him, and now he's gone.
He's gone, but there's the other guard was injured, too. Wasn't the point guard hurt? After he was hurt, they had trouble, right?
Jennings?
Yeah. trouble after that. They weren't as good, but they had a hot streak where you actually thought, because I mentioned it to you because you're a big Stan Van Gundy guy.
I like him. I don't know how great a coach he is.
I've got a soft spot for kind of the schlumpy little guys that look like they should be selling shoes, and they end up coaching an NBA team.
Boy, they're out here.
I just like those guys.
I understand.
Vincent anyway, Goodwill joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You will be seeing him on Comcast Sportsnet and reading his work at csnchicago.com. Hi, Vincent. How are you?
How you guys doing?
We're outstanding. You enjoying the job?
Yeah, it's a little, it's a little new. It's certainly going from the frying pan to the fire, but, you know, the Bulls appear to be a team that's on the verge of championship contention, so that's always exciting. And you guys didn't tell me that it was going to be colder in Chicago than it was in Detroit. Can I get something negotiated in my deal about that?
We'll work on it. The idea of having covered spending all that time with the Pistons, covering them on the beat for the Detroit News, at least you kind of get out of that purgatory of having to deal with Pistons basketball, and you get something that might be a little more interesting.
Ouch.
I'm not wrong.
I made the trip from Detroit back to Chicago too, and it was good. But I had a great time in Detroit.
No, you know what? I mean, well, considering the fact that you're talking to someone who grew up in Detroit and has followed Detroit basketball virtually since birth, and the Detroit Chicago rivalry certainly means a lot to me. You know, just from a being vested in the emotion standpoint of understanding it. So, and watching the Pistons the past few years has been sort of disheartening because, you know, there's a lot of tradition there. You know, there's been some pieces. It's just been, you know, an ownership transition, coaches after coaches, things like that. And right as the Pistons' great run of the last decade was ending, was right when the Derrick Rose run in Chicago started to begin. So they sort of crossed paths without really getting to scratch the surface of stopping that one playoff series, I think, in 2007. And that was before Rose could get to Chicago. So, you know, covering a team that's consistently in the playoffs, consistently in contention, it's a little bit different because, you know, your season doesn't end on April 15th. it's certainly exciting.
Another thing a little bit different is the fact that in working for Comcast Sportsnet as an insider, you're also technically, at least in part, an employee of the Bulls because they're part of the Chicago sports team consortium that shares ownership of Comcast Sportsnet. So are you confident as you get your marching orders that you'll be able to act as an independent entity in working to find stories no matter what they might be?
Yeah, I think you come across things in those situations as, you know, as the defensive call for them. You know, I don't think that I'm going to do my job any differently, per se, from a daily standpoint. I'll still try to be breaking news. If I hear a word of a trade or something like that, I'll still try to alert my readers to that and everything else. And a lot of the issues that happen behind closed doors, a lot of the times, they don't even hit the people on the ground. I'm sure you guys can understand the dynamics of that type of situation. But, you know, it's one of those things where you cross the bridge when you get to it. And I feel like my work over the past 5 or 6 years covering the Pistons through, you know, plenty of bad times and, you know, a few precious highlights hopefully illustrates to my readership and to my viewership that I do at least that I do know exactly what I'm doing and that, you know, I won't be leading them astray no matter what the certain conflicts or lightly seated conflicts may be.
Oh, that's our job to lead people astray. We'll do that for you. And then see, well, you go from the Pistons to this where, you know, this is a team that, who knows? I don't know. When they're good, they're really good. And then for a long time, they're going to, and now I'm not sure where they are. I know they're healthy now. And you got 26 games left. And I think, you know, with the hopes of still winning the East, because that window remains open, I don't know if they can or they can't. But you're certainly covering a team with a legitimate chance to, I would say.
I mean, definitely. It's not like you're in the West where there's, you know, even where there's a team sitting on the outside of the playoff picture can realistically play deep into June in Oklahoma City. You know, in the East, I don't think it's as bad as the way that people have made it out to be, but I think despite the Hawks' record, there isn't that one juggernaut that everybody fears that nobody wants to play. You know, certainly Cleveland has upgraded their talent base and seemingly their chemistry by adding a few pieces a couple weeks before the trade deadline, and it's worked out for them. You know, but I don't think anybody fears going into Toronto for a seven-game series, or even Washington or Atlanta, you know, for a seven-game series, with the prospect of having to win one or two games on the road, even a game seven. But I do think that the Bulls look at this as a precious opportunity, knowing that health has been an issue for the past 2 years, and health has been an issue this season. So I think what that does is that heightens the intensity of the last 28 games to know that, hey, we can't really mess around here. You know, who knows how long we're going to keep this window open, how long guys are going to stay healthy and in their prime. And I think that's pretty much going to set the stage for seeing the best of whatever this team has to offer. Now, whether that's good enough or not to beat other teams at their best remains to be seen. But that's why the playoffs are exciting and unpredictable.
Vincent, glad we could be introduced, and look forward to watching and reading. And we should mention your Twitter handle as well, @VGoodwill, for all the Bulls information you'll be providing for Comcast Sportsnet. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Be kind. I'm new.
We're fine.
Ask around about us, and you'll know that nothing else describes us like kind.
That's what we are.
Yeah, that's our specialty.
I'm sure you guys are delicate Chicago flowers, you gentlemen. I'm sure.
Deep down we are. Yeah. Thanks, Vincent. Vincent, good luck with everything, my friend. All right.
That's Vincent Goodwill, who's the new CSN Bulls insider. Friday Fung is next. Daredevil dumbass? I don't think we need to explain this too deeply. The phone lines are open. We've done this drill before. 312-644-6767. We want your stories, and then we decide into which category you fall based on the risks that you take, perhaps the success or failure of your endeavor as well. 312-644-6767. Come on out and play. It's Friday. Let's have some fun on the score.
Fung is winning. Winning is fun.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Just think about this. You can choose between overpriced, overmarketed razors and low-quality, cheap razors that tear up your face. That's not much of a choice, is it? Well, how about considering Harry's.com, which was created to offer a great shave at a fair price? Harry's designs and manufactures their own products. They use an exact construction process and only the finest materials. And by selling directly to you online, they can offer a great shave at a price accessible to everyone. Their blades, their shave products are made with quality construction, handles designed to be simple and modern, the shaving cream from the same chemists who make creams for the high-end brands. The result is a set of modern shaving products with respect for the tradition of a good clean shave. The founders are Andy Katz Mayfield and Jeff Rader. They're close friends. They met in college and worked together and traveled together and shared ideas about how to make this a great product. And they tried to build Harry's to reflect their shared values, affinity for simple design, appreciation of well-made things, and a belief that companies should try to make the world a better place. Harry's.com was started by two guys passionate about creating a better shaving experience. So try their starter set. It's a razor, three of Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door for free. And right now, it costs a lot less than it would, because you can go to Harry's.com and enter the code Chicago at checkout to get $5 off your first order. That's right. Use the code Chicago. Get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code Chicago at checkout, and change the way you shave forever.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber. Premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find